got David Smith here on the line from Tripoli. David, Saif Gaddafi's made more of his usual aggressive, outspoken comments today, but they also seem to contain some hints of concessions. Do you think that his comments suggest the regime is ready to negotiate, or is being intransigent?
A bit of both at the same time, which is a sort of rope they've walked for some time now. What he says echoes what we've heard from the government spokesman here in Tripoli, Moussa Ibrahim, regularly. They often play the part of being highly reasonable and saying, you know, we're the ones who are being democratic, we're prepared to go for elections and respect the will of the Libyan people, whereas it's rebels who are making more specific demands. But it does indeed come with a lot of aggressive rhetoric too, and only one point that does not seem up for negotiation is the role of Muammar Gaddafi, and there's still great reluctance to say that he should sort of give up powers which they don't really even technically acknowledge he has. So I don't think this represents a particularly radical break from what the government line has been for some time now, and probably a lot more depends on actual events on the ground.
And we're hearing the rebels are now 60 miles away from Tripoli, but they're waiting to advance on Tripoli because they would much prefer there to be an uprising of the people who live in Tripoli itself. Will they be waiting a long time, do you think?
I fear so. I've been in Tripoli for just over a week now, and you walk around the city, there are few signs that this is a city at war, or indeed that people are preparing for any kind of street battle. You know, you might have expected to see people rushing to shops and stocking up, or flooding out of the city, and you know, there are some reports of refugees, but within the confines of what I've seen or been allowed to see by the government in certain neighbourhoods, there's a sort of air of normality, even a feeling of a city in denial. Some signs of impending trouble, you know, very long queues at petrol stations, people waiting for days. But you know, on the other hand, you know, some traffic flowing, and people I speak to, some are very pro Gaddafi, some are anti Gaddafi. And on Friday there was a massive show of support for the leader with a huge demonstration of tens of thousands of people in a city square. I think a question everyone is asking is, you know, what is the prospect for an uprising in Tripoli? And I interviewed a man claimed to be the leader of a rebel underground network the other day. I spoke to him via Skype. He felt certain, you know, an uprising would be coming, and he said, you know, with every passing day, we're gaining confidence, and there is more and more activity, and the security forces are weakening. But you know, by his own admission, this is a small group of 15 to 20 people. They don't have the use of Facebook and Twitter as their counterparts in Egypt and Tunisia did. So it feels like an uphill struggle. And for every such person that one encounters, there seems to be another two who are very strongly pro-Gaddafi. So sitting here right now, there are signs maybe of incremental gain to the rebels, but an uprising, as we said, does still feel a long way off.
Okay, David Smith in Tripoli, thanks very much for that.